Hello, all. It didn't really. We tried to do an intro before this and it failed, and I said the same thing at the beginning, only I sounded like a creeper, and this time I just sounded like way too eager, so I can't win. But anyway, welcome to Lone Star Season 2. Season 2. And with me, I have, as always, Valkyrie Celeste,
Oh, yeah,
Rochelle
you.
and Valk, Siamese twins. And of course, for those of you who aren't aware, but there is a very special new judge on Lone Star.
Yes, special and new.
He won last year.
I like this. I like this intro. Keep going.
His name is
Who did
Dylan.
I beat last year?
He beat out Russ and Maddie.
The two best singers on VH, I beat. Owned.
Yes, Dylan owned. So here he is in
And
all
this is
his
my
glory.
prize. I
Yes,
won Lone
owned
Star and all I got
glory.
was this lousy judging job.
No.
And a badge.
You have
And
a
a
badge.
badge.
Yeah,
And
and the
it's
bragging rights are.
brown and gold and brown and gold and brown.
Like, but you also got like
Bragging
bragging
rights.
rights.
And I've
Like,
taken full advantage of that,
I
as you know.
know. People know. Like, I think any show that you're on, you say it at least once.
I know.
I
It's free publicity for your show.
know, it makes me really happy.
Do.
Even in the thread I wrote, you two can now say that you won Lone Star
Exactly.
for whoever
But not
wins.
until they win.
I
If
know.
they want to win, they have to go through me. I'm going to be tough on them.
Well,
That's
Valk and
tough.
I are going to keep ourselves in our normal Lone Star
Whoever
fashion.
wins has to be worthy of the title of winner of Lone Star.
Because, or else
That'll be
Dylan will.
written on the badge, winner of Lone Star.
Yes, because Dylan needs somebody good to like take his place in the circle of Lone Star winners.
Exactly.
So, you know.
This great circle of Lone Star winners.
This is great. It is great. I don't know if you're aware, but it is pretty fantastic.
All
So
women love it.
anyway, we can move forward.
Let's do it.
You know who's up first?
Who?
Can you guess?
I would like to guess, actually.
Okay, go
I'm
ahead.
thinking, I'm sensing Canadianness
Yep.
in maple syrup.
Yep.
And I'm sensing a winner of another show. So it has to be Russ.
No.
Dun,
I don't know. I have no
Russ is
idea.
Canadian.
Oh, that's right. He's Jewish. I get those two confused a lot.
Canadian versus Jewish?
Canadians and Jews.
No, it's Melly.
Yes, Melly. I'm killing her right now in Memento Mori 4.
That
Let's
is
listen.
so sad. Let's listen. When the calls and conversations, accidents and accusations, messages and misperceptions paralyze my mind. Buses, cars, and airplanes leaving, burning fumes of gasoline, and everyone is running, and I come to find a refuge in the easy silence that you make for me. It's okay when there's nothing more to say to me, and the peaceful quiet you create for me, and the way you keep the world at bay for me, the way you keep the world at bay. Melly, the first audition of the second season.
We started off on a high note, you guys.
I know, this was
We
such a great
remember when Nelly
audition.
couldn't sing? And now all of a sudden she can sing?
Think she always could sing. I just think she has like better control over singing.
I think having your voice helped her a lot.
Yeah. I think Pop Star helped too. She like improved a lot over Pop Star as well. I'm not saying that because of us. I'm just saying like
I don't think
I
Pop.
am. No.
She was good before Popstar. I think
Jesus.
Performance helped her a lot.
She's done like one
There's only been
week.
one round of performance.
Helped her immensely.
I I see how it is. Well.
So let's talk about this.
Yes, let's talk about this. Valk, I'm going to let you do the honors of going first tonight.
Dun, dun, da. I liked this. My only note really was, like, you're kind of, like, dipping in and out of the notes, which, it didn't sound bad, but I think, like, it's good to be able to sing a note, like, straight through with like, straight throughness, with power. And you're kind of, like, dipping, like, coming into the note, like, softly, and then, like, strong, and then doing it strong, like, halfway through. And I would have liked to hear it, like, strong all the way through, but other than that, it was just, like, it was a solid audition.
It was a super solid audition. Dylan?
It was good. I was not expecting a super solid audition this early on. The first audition of season two is super solid.
Yeah. Super solid. Like not a liquid or a gas.
Like an ice cube.
like a yes.
Dylan doesn't have anything else to say besides.
It was super solid, like an ice cube.
Like an ice cube.
Like a cheesecake.
It was hot, though, which is not like an ice cube. Cheesecake is not hot. It would melt, Valk. It would melt. It's only hot when it's on Gildragon's chest.
I will be eating solid cheesecake off his chest. Thank you very much.
Oh, snap. Valk has admitted on Lone Star that she will eat cheesecake off of Gildragon's. Dylan is pleased.
I'm just imagining that's a mental image, and it's nice. Well, never mind. I like that a lot.
Dylan wants details.
No, I don't. Dylan doesn't want details. Dylan does not want details.
Yeah, no, Melly, this is like super awesome. I think you've improved so much since, like, things that I've heard you do, like, when you first joined VH. I really liked this. I think I agree with Valk about the dipping. Like, I think that was kind of what I was saying to you last night on Popstar, was, like, when you do that thing where you kind of goes, like,
last night on Popstar before they kicked you off the show, even though you've improved so much thanks to them. So you should be thanking them. You should be thanking them for kicking you off.
No.
Because you improved, and that's what's important.
It was a really hard cut, okay? You weren't there.
I don't listen to that show. Of course not.
You weren't there. You wouldn't know, okay?
You're damn right I wasn't there.
It was really hard. Yeah. It was really sad. But, like, Melly is really good, and she knows that she's gotten a lot better and that she's good. So you need 2 yeses out of 3 to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say yes.
I will say yes, too.
Great. Then I'm useless on this show. You don't need me.
Yes, we do.
My vote counts 3 times because I won Lone Star, and I say yes. You're welcome, Melly. You're through.
Melly, you're the first person through. Congrats.
First person through.
Yay. Up next, we have Zane.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Lost my job, came home, and got a hug and a kiss, and that's too bad, she said. I can go to work until you find another job. I thought I liked the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from my hard-working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, paper smell in the Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Bonnie for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr. Mom.
Zane Vader.
Zane Efron.
Zane the main brain McLean.
Zane Exxon Valdez disaster.
Okay.
Zane Stalin.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Zane Jong-il. Zane Lennon. Zane Marx.
What did you Zane think of Mussolini. This, Dylan? Seeing as
there's
you...
There's bubblegum in the baby's hair once again. He did this song one time on Sing It. And I think it was him. And there was bubblegum in the baby's hair and sweet potatoes in his lacy chair. And now it's back. After all these years, he's still got the bubblegum in the baby's hair. I think you're an unfit father, sir.
An unfit father.
An unfit father. You have to put peanut butter in the baby's hair to get the bubblegum out.
But is he a fit contestant?
You know who doesn't get peanut butter? Or you know who doesn't get gum in their hair?
You?
Steel Dragon, because there's cheesecake all over it.
Oh my god.
Chef's hair.
Ew, that's gross. Is this whole show going to be about you talking about Gil Dragon?
Probably.
Oh,
so what'd you guys think?
I asked you what you thought, Dylan, and then you were like...
I did say I said what I thought. Zane Jong Il.
That's not what you thought.
I think you're making me go first.
Because I wanted you to.
Okay. I thought this was pushing your higher range, and I don't know that you quite got up as high as you needed to, because when you got up there... It went a little pitchy dog. But there was bubblegum in the baby's hair, so I can understand. I can understand why you were having trouble singing, because you were so worried about the baby.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, first of all, I think Zane, as a general statement, you've, like, improved a lot. Like, I remember when you first auditioned for this show, like, in the season one, you kind of, like, had moments What?
Let me just say this about season one. You cut him unfairly. That cut you made when you cut him was unfair. He shouldn't have been cut that night.
Really?
I would never let that happen, Zane Jong Il.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. So long. There have been so many cuts made since.
I know.
But I think, I think you've just improved a lot. Like, remembering your audition from the first season and this, like, if we put them back to back, it would be really, 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 really awesome to see the difference.
He sang a song, and you're like, should have sang Devil Went Down on Georgia Man, and then cut him. By the way.
Wait, isn't that the song he did?
You were like, should have done a different song, man, and then cut him. By the way. Here's the thing about the baby and the bubblegum.
Okay.
This was like 3 years ago. He sang, he had the baby, the bubblegum in the baby's hair. So let's say an infant's not going to get gum in his hair unless Zane put it there. So the baby had to be two years old, right?
Yeah.
So now the baby's 5 years old. Is it still getting bubblegum in its hair, or has he impregnated another woman and had another child and now there's gum in that baby's hair too? He really likes sweet potatoes as well. What were you saying, Rochelle?
I was just saying that I think that, like, this in comparison to, like, last year is, like,
You have gotten better.
She's trying to say. She had a couple drinky drinks tonight.
I did. But I'm not drunk right now. I just am tired.
Well,
and I, like, couldn't formulate my sentence correctly. See, look, that was a good sentence. I said I couldn't formulate my sentences correctly.
Lone Star, like Tuesdays and Thursdays, only comes once a year. And you have to prove from year to year how you've improved. And I think Zane has done that.
He has. I think this was a good audition. Like, I mean, like, I agree that he was kind of pushing his range at some parts. And, like, he kind of went into that weird, like, nasal Zane thing that he does sometimes. But generally, I was okay with it. What did you think, Valk?
I have the same notes. I liked the verse a lot, and then the chorus, yeah, you went into nasal Zane and, like, weirdness. But, like, if you didn't do that, it would have been a really good audition. But it is a good audition nevertheless.
All right, yeses and noes.
Dot, dot, dot.
I have maybe, so I'm nervous. Well, I'm looking to be persuaded one way or the other.
Well, I say yes because I liked the first half.
Dylan.
What?
What did you have?
I don't think that the bubblegum in the baby's hair is so confusing to me.
is that the only?
Well, like, okay. Is maybe he has a dog named Baby, and he puts in the keeps getting gum and like a long haired breed, like a Sheltie.
Zane having a baby is like too mind blowing for me to even consider as a life choice.
Baby.
Well, but okay.
Like
Is that making you say no?
I think since this year's in Valk's show, you guys should be the ones to say yes or no, and I'll break a tie.
Dun dun dun!
See, I really didn't see anything like wrong with this one. Like, I don't think that he. Well, I still think that you should have a say, though. I'm frustrated.
I'll have a say if you need a tie broken.
Okay. I'll go with yes to you because I think that this was a really like solid audition.
Woo.
What would you have said, Dylan?
I would have said no.
Really?
But see, you guys are a lot more lenient than me. That's why I don't want to say no before you and then like sway you.
Yeah, I think this was a good audition for Zane though. Like he had good energy and stuff. Like I don't know. I think it was a really good audition for Zane.
Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. We can move on to person number 3, which is Oriviana.
Oh yeah, back to back. Teller of people thing.
Oh, yes.
Teller of tales, man.
Oh, yes.
Alone again tonight, without someone to love. The stars are shining bright, so one more wish goes up. Oh, I wish I may, and I wish with all my might. For the love I'm dreaming of and missing in my life. You think that I could find a true love of my own. It happens all the time to people that I know. Their wishes all come true, so I've got to believe. There's still someone out there who is meant for only me. I guess I must keep wishing on someone else's star. It seems like someone else keeps getting what I'm wishing for. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star.
Oliviana.
Woo.
With her first Lone Star audition.
I'm glad you stopped calling her Italian girl.
Well, I was tempted. Italian girl is the superior name, though.
And it did originate on Lone Star.
It did.
Oliviana joined VH because of Lone Star.
Because of being called Italian girl.
She thought it was funny, and so she was like, I'm going to audition and be on the show and join VH and be happy forever.
And then that was all downhill from there.
Yep. No. Dylan, you're first on this one. What did you
think? I was first on Zane.
Were you? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm first on this one.
I'm not rude, and I won't take your shit.
I'm first. Just kidding. Okay. Oliviana. I'm torn because I really liked the beginning, but then the chorus I didn't like as much. Like, I thought the beginning you had a nice, like, quiet, soft, like, nice, like, emotion that like had the potential to be built, but then when you got to the chorus you kind of stayed on the same emotion that you stayed with on the verse, but your voice was really good. Like I think that you sounded really pretty on this, and like you two have also improved a lot, so it's really nice to like hear people like you and Zane come back after a year and hear you guys be like better.
As if you haven't heard them for a year. You hear them like all the time.
No, I know, but just like,
are you pretending like you've never done a show in the last year?
No, that wasn't what I was. No,
I meant Lone Star.
I meant like
Lone Star 2.
Yeah, like looking back on what they did on Lone Star.
I agree with that then.
Yes,
and I take full credit on Best of the Rest for her improvement.
Do you?
Me and Autumn and Margot.
I see.
And Faded.
I see. Well, I really liked the verse, and I thought your chorus could have used a little more like emotion and energy, but I think you sounded really good. Like vocally, it was very nice. Although I do think it sounded like you went a little off, like once you got to the chorus. I don't know this song as well, so I guess I couldn't really say, but yeah. What did you think?
I know the song.
Oh, okay. What would you say?
I would say that the chorus was not super strong, but I still like the... She has a nice tone.
She does. Yeah. She does. And I like it. You can kind of hear it better with her new mic.
Mm. I was wondering if she got a new mic. It sounded like better quality.
It does. What did you think, Valk?
It's my turn. I have the same notes, though. Like, yeah, I like the first half better. I liked, like, that she kept the emotion at the same level. Like, I don't really like when people, like, build an a cappella audition to be, like, randomly loud and...
God forbid someone does something creative with an audition.
Exactly. That is
like
not
what happened
good.
To me on Happiest Competition on Earth.
Oh, my goodness.
Creativity is
You're gonna,
shot.
Like, hold that against everybody forever.
The chorus, it sounded like the ends of your phrases were going a little flat, but, like, other than that, I liked it overall.
I liked it overall, too.
Woo.
I did.
What else? Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Dylan?
Ask me questions and I'll answer them.
Did you like this?
I did like it overall, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Would you say yes or no?
I know you're talking to Valk.
Oh, you are?
Dylan just doesn't want to say yes or no. He wants us to do all the work. What a tool.
I feel like it's your guys' show. I'm just here because I won the competition last season.
I know.
And it's I don't want to, yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Valk?
I say yes.
All right. I will say yes as well.
I would have said no.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think she can do better than that.
I think she could too. I was like,
but
really,
Oliviana is through. That's what's important.
I was really wanting to hear more on the chorus.
Too bad. You already said yes. You can't take it back now.
I know.
This is why I say mine last. Because you're too obsessed with me and you say whatever I say.
That's true. That makes me sound like a weirdo. Mm-hmm.
I want to be friends with Sea Glass.
I said I would like to meet Sea Glass and Silver Soulbird and Pharaoh.
Friends with them.
And Pharaoh. Mentally unstable.
Pharaoh was in the listening party for, and so was Silver Soulbird for performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't be there.
Well, that's your own fault.
I know. So, well, anyway, we can move on to the last audition, which is Sea Glass.
3 for 3 tonight, guys. Good job.
I know.
Yeah.
Your little hands wrapped around my finger and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite nightlight. To you, everything is funny. You got nothing to regret. I'd give all I have, honey, if you could stay like that. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. It could stay this simple. I won't let nobody hurt you. Won't let no one break your heart. And no one will desert you. Just try to never grow up. All right, so I have a theory.
Okay.
She was telling the baby with gum in its hair to never grow up so that Zane could keep putting gum in the baby's
But why
hair.
Would she do that to a baby? Are we recording?
Why is she married to Zane?
I have a couple fun facts about Sea Glass.
Okay, fun facts.
That's not...
Fun fact number one. She is Australasian.
Whoa.
Ew.
What does that mean?
Fun fact number two, she's my Lone Star Girlfriend, season 2 girlfriend.
Really?
Yes. And fun fact number 3, when I asked her to audition for Lone Star, she was like, why? So you can reject me again like you did on Perform It?
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she did. I was like, wow. So many people hold grudges from Perform It, which is why I didn't get on Happiest Competition on Earth last night.
Really? You think so?
Jeff was like, you're annoying. You're not as annoying as you used to be.
Aw, but Jeffers is so nice. I don't think he would say that.
No, he did say it. You can listen.
Oh, wait, really? He did?
Yeah.
But Jeffers okay. is so nice.
So, Seaglass, I will go first on this one because I love you.
Oh, okay.
And you were the best of the night for me. And I love you.
Best of the night so far.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that in all seriousness, it was
no,
the best.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Even better than Melly. Which was the only other good one on tonight.
I think Zane and Olivia Hannah did a good job.
Melly and Seaglass, I love you both.
Yeah.
It's these Americans that are trying to sing country music that are screwing it up for everybody.
I know. Was that all you wanted to say about it?
Well, yeah.
I've never critiqued Seaglass. This is exciting.
Exciting.
It is.
Oh,
I think I really like your voice, first of all. It's really nice. I think you have a really nice tone.
She is on Positively Charged for a reason.
And I think that I think that you'll do well because I think you have a really I think you'll fit, your voice tone will fit well with country music, I think. You have a really nice vibrato. It's very prominent.
Yes. What are we laughing about?
I think vibrato, apparently.
Vibrato.
Vibrato. You have a really nice vibrato. No, you do. You have a really nice vibrato. I really liked your harmonies. It's very rare when people do harmonies in an a cappella audition, so it's nice.
I'm glad she did the harp.
No, me too. That I said it was nice.
Yeah.
I wish there had been a... Shut up. Shut up, Dylan. You make me sound like a whiny bitch.
I want to be friends with Seaglass and be her friend.
I did say that. Rochelle
said that earlier tonight. I want you to know.
Earlier tonight, I did say that I want to be your friend. I would like to meet you. What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
As her Lone Star 2 boyfriend, I would like to keep you from meeting her.
Why?
Tell her bad things about me, and you won't scare her.
No, I like her.
She can see those things for herself over time.
You will scare her, and then she won't want to make out with me. You will put her out of the mood with your creepiness.
Oh, please. Oh, psh.
I'm going to feed her dumplings.
You're so... Okay, Seaglass, I liked this. I thought you did a solid audition. It sounded very pretty. You have a super nice tone, and I look forward to having you on this show. Valk, what did you think?
If you get yeses.
I mean, yes, if you get yeses. What did you think, Val?
I thought this was good.
Excuse.
It was good. It's our turn of... We haven't heard that in a while.
That is a Lone Star catchphrase.
It is.
Val going, it was good.
It was good. I thought it could have been... A little more emotion.
Yeah, I can totally see what you're saying.
You stop picking on my girlfriend, my season 2.
And I like that you threw the harmonies in there, but they sounded kind of off to me. The lower one sounded a little off to me, but I thought they sounded cool together. That's all.
Would you say make me yes sick. Or no, Val? I would say yes.
I don't want to go first.
I'll go first.
I said yes.
Falk, are you going to say no?
No, I'll say yes.
I will say yes as well.
Yeah. Woo, so all four people went through tonight. Melly, Zane, Oliviana, and Seaglass. I feel like we're being too easy. Next episode, we're going to be harder. You guys were lucky to be on this.
They think everything's good until I tell them it's not.
No, that's not true. And you guys are all... What did I just do? Oh, no, it's okay, never mind. I thought that I deleted something, but I didn't. But yeah, so everybody is through for now, but we are going to be harder next audition. So these lucky people who auditioned early is like, what? What are you saying, Dylan?
I was going to say something perverted about something, but I'm not.
We're going to be harder. Yes. Okay. Haha. We Lone are going Star to be 2, harder.
Harder than ever.
It'll be better sex than Lone Bigger, Star 1.
Harder and
what?
No, it won't be because you won't.
There's
me
no
sing.
Sex in either Lone Star. This is not acceptable.
Val likes to keep Lone Star.
Lone
Star is a sex-free zone.
It's a celibate competition. No, I'm kidding. Okay, but yes, all four of you are through. But we will not be this easy next time around. So. You guys are lucky. Don't
Rochelle,
shut up.
You'll always be this easy.
I will not be this easy. God damn it. Good night. Okay, you're through. You're happy. We will not be this lenient next time. Haha, you can't make a sexual joke out of that.
You'll always be lenient.
Good night.
Rochelle will be very lenient.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.